Second thought. My house in your house.
Yes, hello and welcome to this June episode of My House in Your House. The first track we heard, let's just dive right into it, was a British artist called Cosmo Sheldrake, and the track was called Nightingale Part 1. So, fun fact about Cosmo is that he was born in London to a parapsychologist father and a mother who is a voice teacher. And his brother, Merlin, is a successful author and biologist. His music career began in 2013 after traveling to New York to perform a TED event and later studying vocal improvisation with Bobby McFerrin, best known for his 1988 hit song Don't Worry, Be Happy. He made a groundbreaking album featuring only his voice, and the album is simply called The Voice. But back to Sheldrake. The track we heard was from his album Wake Up Calls from 2020, which was created over a 9-year period using recordings of birdsong featured on the red and amber list of endangered British birds, with the exception of a robin and a blackbird, which aren't endangered yet. The album starts at night with a nightjar and a nightingale. I thought that was like very suitable for an intro for this episode of the pod, because right now I'm sitting in the middle of nature in a little wooden cabin, and it's night time. It's past midnight and it's very dark outside. I can hint a little bit of dark bluish gray sky where the sun went down. Here in Scandinavia, the sun goes down really late in summer, but also rises very early. So right now is almost, well, we are approaching the longest day of the year, which is the day with most daylight. Approximately, that means that the sun rises at around 4 and goes down around 11 at night. I love summer. I love the Nordic summer. I love that it's daylight for so long, and it's kind of magical to wake up to bird song, especially the cuckoo, cuckoo, a cuckoo. And then you know a new day is coming. So yeah, this is the last episode before we go on summer holiday. July, we're just gonna skip the pod and swim in the ocean. And in August, I'll return with some more music. But for now, let's hear some more music. Let's hear Slow Down My Thoughts by Zachary Knowles. Let's go.
Yeah. I just wanna try something yeah. Even if it doesn't mean that I'll get to the end. I just wanna try the pressure and the sadness went down my head. Try to focus, I can't.
Tone now, but you prayed for me. When I felt tired and when I called out, you were right there. Yeah, you prayed for me. When I got stressed out and felt like no one was around, yeah, you prayed for me.
Mein Haus ist dein Haus.
Yep. So I forgot to tell you what was the second track, but perhaps you already guessed that. It was obviously Thom Yorke with Dawn Chorus, such a beautiful, quiet track. And it's kind of a meditation on regret, memory, and the desire to relive or change past decisions. Now you know. So after Slow Down My Thoughts, I played Steady Grace by Bruno Bernadas, and then this perky track called Talk To Me. I heard this track because I was listening to some Fortet tracks, and this one came up that apparently he made together with Champion and Skrillex and Nysha. Let's quickly move on, because I already said so much, but, you know, not enough, apparently. Before I start going into a new monologue, so I think we should get our rave on for the next 3 minutes. Woo! If you need to move around a little, and if you haven't done your gymnastics for the day or gotten in your steps, this is your chance, because this is Tommy Cass with Baba Yaga.
My house in your house.
Me hoot in your hoot.
Big take it one, two. You better hide, cause I'm coming for you. Sonic sounds, get ready, fool. I'm pregnant you with this dude.
In dein Haus.
My house is your house. My house is your house.
You always hurt the one. My house in your house.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you always heard The One You Love by Molly Nielsen. And then it was Early Bird by me, back when my artist name was Heidi Mortensen. Now it's Thalo. And this, what you just heard, was, of course, Fortet with a very beautiful track called Lush. Indeed it is. And obviously he's using the steel pans. Yeah. If you aren't familiar with the steel drums, it's actually a chromatically pitched percussion instrument invented in the 1930s in Trinidad and Tobago. And it's crafted from like a 55-gallon industrial oil drum, where the drum head is hammered into a concave ball and meticulously hand-tuned to produce distinct musical notes. Yeah, we like, I like. So let's move on and see if you can guess the next track. Wow.
In 1984, as part of the press for the tour I was doing in Japan, I was asked to go to Bali and speak about the future with the Prince of Ubud. Now, the idea was that I would represent the Western world, the Prince, the Southern world, and the Japanese press representative would represent whatever was left. The conversations were to be published in a large book, scheduled for release 1 year after the concert tour. Now, as press, this didn't really seem like a great way to advertise concerts, but it sounded like fun anyway. And I stayed at the palace in one of the former king's harem houses. Each of the king's wives had had her own house guarded by a pair of animals. A bear and a fox, for example. By the time I got there years later, the menagerie had dwindled a bit. My house was guarded by two tropical fish. Bali was extremely hot in the afternoons, and the conversations with the prince drifted along randomly from topic to topic. The prince was a bon vivant, trained in Paris, and he spoke excellent English, and when he wasn't in the palace, he was out on the bumpy back roads, racing cars. So we talked about cars, a subject I know absolutely nothing about, and I felt that, as far as representing the Western world was going, I was failing pretty dismally. Then, on the second night, the prince served an elaborate feast of Balinese dishes. At the end of the meal, the conversation slowed to a halt, and after a few minutes of silence, he asked, "Would you like to see the cremation tapes of my father?" The tapes were several hours long, and were a record of the elaborate three-month ceremony shot by the BBC. When the king died, the whole country went to work building an enormous funeral pyre for him. After months of preparation, during which time the corpse continues to reside in the living room, they hoisted the body to the top of this rickety, extremely flammable structure and lit a match. The delicate tower crumpled almost immediately, and the king's body fell to the ground with a sickening thud. Suddenly, everyone began to cheer. Later, I learned that the Balinese believe that the soul is a bird, and that when the body falls, it shakes the bird loose and gives it a head start on its way to heaven.
My house in your house.
My house
in your house.
Thank you.
Yes, we're at the end of this episode, and I wish you all a great summer. Obviously, you guessed that it was Laurie Anderson, and after that, it was Glynis Jones from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Her track was called Magic Birds. And you just heard Fortet with LA Trance. Yeah, let's take a deep breath and get some sun. I really hope you all are coping and feeling good, and that you have an opportunity to get out in nature and enjoy it while it is still here. And obviously listening to a lot of music. And on that note, I can tell you that it's 3 o'clock here and dawn is starting to happen. It's actually starting to get more bright outside. I can see the northern lights from my window. They're not super bright, but they're definitely alive and dynamic. Even it's in its own subtle way. I can see the green color, and I can see the silhouettes of the fields from the bottom. It starts with a red color, also still very subtle, like red-orange. And then it just goes into a yellow and green aurora, and then it's going into light blue, still kind of gray blue because it's not daylight yet. And I can see it's like someone painted a few nice dark blue gray strokes on the sky. And yeah, so it's clearly starting a new day. Anyway, just sending you a lot of optimism and care from my little place here in the woods. And yeah, come see the Nordic summer for yourself. All right, take care, and see you in August, where it's my birthday. Take care, y'all.
Bye!
Thank you.